What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome. Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler, and we are here for you live with Westchester Talk Radio. I am looking at a sign that says Nordstrom Rack, which means I have to be in City Center at White Plains. I'm joined by Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Hi, Rob.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm great. And Nick Singer of Standard Amusements. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Lisa.
So we have very exciting news to bring to you today, and I believe we've got a scoop on Westchester Talk Radio. Rob Astorino, tell us, what is the exciting news about Rye Playland and Nick Singer?
Well, first of all, it's weird to not be with you on a morning in
a
diner.
That's why we have Sugar here.
So Sugar, your dog.
Yes, that's why we have our dog.
Sugar's sweet, right?
She is sweet. She's scrumptious.
How old?
She's 13, and she's slightly deaf, and she's recovering from pyelonephritis. You shouldn't know from
What's
it. It's
that?
A kidney infection.
No.
So we're watching her very carefully, and she is my constant companion. And the only reason that you don't see her in the mornings with me is that even though she is technically a service dog, I try not to really put it in people's faces on diners, you know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, if it was an outdoor cafe, she would be with us.
Okay.
Yeah. She's my constant companion, so thank you for noticing.
Did she drive or you drive over?
You know, it's interesting. It might have been a combination factor, but we don't say. We don't like to get stopped for tickets. So, Rob Astorino, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you going to be having any pancakes soon?
Do you know what happened? Did you hear?
No.
For my birthday this week, the entire ninth floor staff surprised me with a cart. They walked down the hall into the conference room where we had cake, a cart full of pancake mix of all varieties
they know
and
you love
syrup.
It. Isn't that fantastic?
So it.
I know. You're one of the few people walking around who can eat pancakes without guilt.
So
it's
far.
A good thing.
It's so
a
far.
Very good thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, happy
Playland's
birthday.
Exciting. Thank you. Playland's very exciting.
Yeah? Tell
me. It's really cool. I mean, Nick will get into it as well, but, you know, he's been a partner of ours now for quite a while and seems like a long time, Nick. And we, you know, another positive step has been taken with regard to Playland's future. And, you know, it's frustrating at times because there are things that are out of your control that you'd like to get done a lot quicker. I know in private industry, I'm sure Standard Amusements, Nick would say the same thing. Having come from private industry, you get things done a lot quicker than you do in government. But having said that, it's, you know, progressing. But we got stalled for quite a while when the city of Rye sued the county on environmental issues. But, you know, after that was over, and that was, what, 8 months, 9 months, whatever it was.
Was it settled?
No, we won. The county won in Supreme Court, a decisive victory. And, you know, we thought that that would be the end, but the city of Rye is potentially going to appeal, although, quite frankly, you know, the way that was written by the judge, I mean, she didn't leave any room for error there. I mean,
what is the city of Rye as an entity, what are they upset about?
Well, they were saying that there were no environmental issues, that, you know, there were environmental issues that the county didn't address. Ideally, what they wanted was control over the property, which is a county property, and we could not have that happen because we've got 50 parks. You know, if we want to build a shed in a park, we can't go to a local municipality asking for their permission to do so. And clearly,
wasn't
there was
the city of Rye involved with the prior venture, Sustainable Amusements, and didn't that sort of fall on its face?
Well, look, it's interesting because the city of Rye is right where Playland is, right? It's a county park within the city of Rye, but we've got many parks within cities and towns and villages. And we wanted to make sure that from the beginning we brought Rye into the process, and we did. I had meetings with the mayor of Rye and council members. Our team did. And we want to find that balance between an amusement park that is owned by the 1 million residents of Westchester and the neighborhoods around Playland, which is in Rye. And we've always tried to find that balance. So, you know, taking into consideration some of their concerns, things did evolve through the years. But eventually, we have to move forward because we have a fiscal responsibility to the people of the county, and it is a county park. It's a very different one because it's an amusement park, but it's historical in nature, and it draws people not just from Westchester, but from all over the place. So it's moving much slower than any of us wanted, but it's moving, continuing to progress. And we're at the point now where, again today, we signed a schedule, a construction schedule that the county is now going to abide by clearly. And it really moves into focus exactly where this will end up. And within another season and a half, really, Standard will take over. The new rides will start to go in. And you're going to see changes starting soon because we've got to do work. But the work that the county has to do is not the sexy stuff. It's the stuff you really won't really see. It's
not the rides.
No, it's the underground stuff. It's the bathrooms. It's, you know, those kind of things. It's structural work on some of the buildings. Nick at Standard gets to do the exciting stuff.
All right.
And he'll tell you about those things.
All right. Well, we're chatting with Rob Astorino. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Lisa Wexler. We are broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. And this program is produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, as well as Facelifts Painting, River So Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Durante Rentals, yeah. Too. I guess so. And you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk and like us on Facebook as well as Westchester Talk Radio. We have a nice crowd of people here today, which is wonderful to be here. So, Nick Singer,
yes.
Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
To the radio world. I understand this is your first radio interview.
This is my first time on the radio.
Yeah, we've gotten you out of hiding. It's pretty good, Nick.
Took a few years.
So, you are the face of Standard Amusements.
Correct.
And what is your vision for Rye Playland?
Well, look, our vision going back all the way to 2010 is the same as it is now, to really make it the crown jewel of family entertainment for Westchester County. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place with a beach, an amusement park, a wildlife preserve, and we just really want to go and restore it to its former grandeur for the citizens of Westchester County.
And do you see it as a place that will have a lot of sort of pedestrian strolling? Is it a place for a lot of wild rides? What will the experience be like for a family that goes there?
You know, I think there are going to be a lot of different types of experience. If you want to go hiking through a nature preserve, you can do it.
You're going to have a nature preserve at Rye Playland?
Well, there is a nature preserve already there, the Edith Reed Sanctuary. You know, if you want to go and spend the day at the beach, you could do it. And if you want to go on some exciting rides, you could do that as well. We're planning on really upgrading the food and beverage options and adding some restaurants. It's just going to be a really beautiful destination right on the waterfront.
Is it going to have the state-of-the-art loop-to-loop roller coaster? Is it going to be that kind of place, like a Great Adventure?
No, you know,
or Six Flags?
The beauty of Playland is just how historic it is. And, you know, to change that character wouldn't be doing right by the park. So it's never going to be a big thrill park, but it's going to have classic rides and rides for all ages.
And for the neighbors in the neighborhood, what will be the hours of operation?
The hours of operation are going to be largely consistent with what they are today.
And what is that mostly?
I think it's like kind of like, yeah, 11 to 11.
11 maybe, to 11, like 12, 7 yeah. days a week? Memorial Day through Labor Day or a little bit?
I think starting weekends in April, but the big kickoff going 7 days a week, starting Memorial Day through Labor Day, and then weekends through September.
And so, Nick Singer of Standard Amusements, what makes you think that your company, in partnership with Westchester County, can make something happen as a business model that the county wasn't able to do on its own?
Well, look, I think the county has a lot of sort of institutional constraints, but they've been a good caretaker of Playland over the many, many decades. And frankly, the county's still involved, and they're our partner in this. And they're both our capital partner and, to some extent, going to continue to be involved overseeing us in the operations. I think what we bring is, you know, a little bit of the private sector gumption that the place was missing.
I think Nick just mentioned a great word, caretaker. You know, for many, many, many decades, Westchester County government has been a caretaker to make sure the thing doesn't fall apart, to make sure that, you know, enough people come, to keep people employed there. And that's really not what an amusement park is supposed to be. It's supposed to be thrilling, exciting, offer, you know, a day of escape for a family kind of thing. And that's where the imagination and the excitement of a Standard Amusements, or really any private company, would come in. And I'm not afraid to say it, a profit motive. The county doesn't have a profit motive there. And so you lose things along the way, whether it's customer experiences, whether it's food choices. we didn't have the money to invest in the marketing and the new rides that would be required
all the
time.
Yeah, I want to hear about the new rides.
Sure.
Are we having a big Ferris wheel? What's happening?
Sure.
You have one already.
Yeah, there's a beautiful Ferris wheel there.
I know, but is it going to be upgraded? Is it a different one? Or so, was it going to be like the London Sky Wheel?
Sure,
what's happening?
Sure. You know, I think we're looking at, for the first season, adding 4 new attractions. We have renderings out, so it's a little hard to describe them verbally, but there's going to be 4 pretty serious attractions added that are going to be spread throughout the park. So that when a guest comes back in summer 2019, wherever they go through the park, they're going to notice meaningful upgrades and new entertainment
2019,
options.
2019, that's when you think the rides will be built.
And installed. For the 2019 season.
For the 2019 season.
So
yeah.
1.5 seasons
2 years from now.
Two seasons from now. And that's because, you know, they take over officially November of 18. Because there are things that we have to do and get done before that.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the money. We've done this before in the past. We're chatting with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and we're here live at White Plains City Center. So, Rob, just in general numbers, without getting too much into the weeds, what's in it for the taxpayers of Westchester County?
Well, first and foremost, a better experience.
I know.
And I think that's important, too. Financially, obviously, we, as the landowner, have obligations, and we recognize that. And so we're going to do what we need to do to get the park up and running. It's sort of like when somebody is selling a house, right? Before the final inspection, you've got to make sure everything is broom swept and you have a punch list of things. We've got to do that before the new tenant comes in. And so we've got to get that done.
How many millions is that going to cost the county?
Well, we're putting in about $30
million. $30
million. And they're going to put in the same.
About $30 million. Yeah. So we're partners.
And
there's a long-term lease.
Yep.
A long-term management agreement.
Management agreement. And does the county get a proportion of gross revenue, net revenue? What does it look like, Nick?
The county gets a base rent. And then on top of that, there's a profit sharing down the road once the park starts operating profitably.
So you guys really are going to be partners with provisions for auditing and accountings and all of that.
Absolutely.
It's all in there, yes.
Yes.
So, Nick, tell me a little bit about Standard Amusements. This is your company?
It is.
Are you the sole owner of the company?
No, I am not.
You have partners?
Correct. I have partners.
Are you the controlling person in the company?
I'm certainly the face of the company.
Okay. Which
yes.
is not
He's
necessarily the,
the
same thing.
Yes,
which
but
is
I'm the controlling
person. You're the controlling person. And you grew up in Harrison.
Correct.
You're a Westchester person.
Born and bred.
Do you still live around here?
I don't, but my father still lives in the same house that I grew up in.
Very
close.
Not far,
roots. 5 minutes from here.
Did you visit Rye Playland as a kid?
That was my everything when I was a kid. That was the public beach that I went to. I went ice skating there in the winter. And, of course, I went to the amusement park as much as my parents would take me when I was a kid.
It was a very special thing to go to Rye Playland, for me anyway, as a kid. It was
Absolutely.
Like a special thing. It wasn't an average thing.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah, it was a big deal. So is that a little bit behind your interest in restoring this?
Absolutely. This is a passion project. I think there's actually a very great intersection of an opportunity to really do right by the community and restore a fabulous tool. And also, I think it's going to be a very good long-term investment.
Have you ever been in the amusement park business before?
Yes.
What other...
We've been involved, or I personally have been involved, both in the public securities of amusement companies, and then we also own additional amusement parks around the country.
So Standard Amusements...
Or the parent of
the
Standard.
The parent of Standard Amusements. Well, we know everything is with the wheel and the spoke and the hub. Yeah. I understand that. Everything is a separate spun-out LLC for those particular assets and liabilities. But generally speaking, the people in management have done this before?
Yes, they have extensive experience.
And how do you keep up with the current marketplace for the thrill seekers who want it, but the families who are looking for something else?
Well, look, it's just you need to have a blend of entertainment options. Just like in the food side of things, you're going to have some less healthy food options, but you also got to provide some healthier ones.
If you can't get fried food at an amusement park, what's the point?
That's the time.
Really?
That's really the time to splurge, you know, when you're at the amusement park. But, you know, similarly with the rides and attractions, you have to have, an array of options for people. And one of the things that really makes Playland special is actually Kiddyland. because it has just so many of these beautiful classic rides for our youngest guests.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. So what are you going to be doing while the county is getting everything ready? We're chatting with Nick Singer of Standard Amusements. And he and his company, along with Rob Astorino and the entire Westchester County government, are partnering in improving Rye Playland to a place where it hasn't been in generations. It's really going to be upgraded, and it's going to be very different. So what do you do in the next couple of years as Westchester County does its part in the contract?
There's a tremendous amount of work to do. I mean, you know, Playland is a very large undertaking, and so we need to put together sort of what's going to happen in year 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. And that, frankly, goes both for the improvements we're doing and the county's improvements. I mean, this really is a public-private partnership, and we have to work hand in glove with the county. You know, so much of what we do is predicated on what they do that we have to be integrated to make the whole thing work. So we've been working tirelessly both on sort of our planning, what rides do we want, what food options do we want, but also working with the county on the things that they're doing to make sure it all fits together.
How many people will be there on an average day or on a Saturday or Sunday? Parking for how many?
A lot of different questions. So
that's what I do.
I believe there's approximately 2,000 parking spots, including the overflow lot.
Okay.
And in terms of peak attendance, I believe the statistic is on like a 4th of July weekend, I think they get about 10,000 visitors or so, maybe even a little bit more, coming to the park.
On that, but that's peak.
But that's a peak day.
That's peak. And in the new plans, will there be any plans for more parking than exists today?
Actually, that's one of the most important projects the county is going to do, which is actually a great benefit to the city of Rye. They are completely going to redo the parking lot, including the way the traffic flow comes in and the queuing, which is really going to help get the guests into the park much more quickly instead of, you know, waiting in line on the Playland Parkway, which is the opposite.
That's good.
Which is the opposite of fun.
Yeah. You on these heavy days, it literally is backed up from just off 95 on Playland Parkway some days all the way in. And that is the worst thing, you know, when you go someplace. You're frustrated when you walk out the door.
So you have new traffic studies about that? I mean, you've figured out how to make it better. Relieve people in the neighborhood, because that's one of the things they hate.
It's a huge benefit. And then we ourselves also committed to working with the city of Rye and also looking at satellite parking and other things we could do to alleviate congestions from the streets of Rye.
What do you mean by satellite parking?
You know, satellite parking lots. So there's other places for
like
people
with shuttle
to,
buses and things like that?
Yeah, like a little jitney and things. And also encouraging, of course, mass transit.
And how are you going to get the word out, Nick Singer? What's the advertising plan for all of this? And Rob Astorino, is there a budget set aside for a joint marketing plan to let people in the metro area know that Rye Playland is up in big time?
Well, that's really our responsibility as the incoming operator. And so starting in, you know, probably late 2018, beginning of 2019, we will start a major marketing blitz. And that's one of the things that That's also sort of sorely missing from Playland today. I mean, we're going to be raising the marketing spend probably at least 4 times, and we could do that because we're a private entity, but that's a hard thing for a public entity to justify spending money on.
Sure is. One of the things I wanted to ask you, we're chatting with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino as well as Standard Amusements Executive Nick Singer about Rye Playland here at Nordstrom Rack at White Plains City Center on a very rainy day. Is, Rob, in connection with all of this and this wonderful new press release, public-private partnership to result in $60 million in improvements, are you going to allocate some specialized staff of Westchester County just for this project?
Well, we have been working on this really since day one when we went out to an RFP originally when we first came into office. And we've got people who in the administration on our floor work on this directly with Nick. We have people who have helped us clearly in our parks department, our DPW crews. So it's all integrated. And that was part of, along with the outside engineers and architectural companies, Nick's team and everyone, to get everyone on the same page so there's a construction schedule that makes sense and one goes into the other. So you don't want to start something, tear up everything, fix it, and then in phase two, you got to rip it all up again. So that's why we wanted to make sure everything is all worked out before everything starts.
It's going to be coordinated from the get-go.
And I just want to say the county executive's office has been amazing. and all the heads of the various department, the Parks Department, the Department of Public Works. I mean, people have been really great to work with, because you could see, you know, all these individuals grew up in Westchester. Everyone has their playland story, a date, you know, where they met their wife.
And I grew up in Woodmere.
And so you can really see
which
it.
Which is not Westchester, by the way.
It's more than just like another job or another project. Yeah. You know, people are really into it, and it's really exciting to see.
Playland's always been emotional.
It is emotional. I met a friend in camp. I went to Camp Kinnikinick in Vermont, in Pulteney, Vermont, for 8 weeks a summer for my formative years of 9 through 13. And I remember very distinctly meeting a friend from Scarsdale, which was very she then and still is. And her birthday party was at Rye Playland.
Ah.
And I basically got dressed up to go to an amusement park at Rye Playland. And that is one of my memories of childhood, one of my great days of childhood, because I thought, this isn't like, you know, Far Rockaway, which is where I grew up. Anybody remember the roller coaster at Far Rockaway? And it wasn't dirty and gross like Great Adventure. You know, it just wasn't. It was beautiful. And it was a different way of experiencing an amusement park.
Here's a little trivia that I just found out the other day. Do you know what was on the site where Indian Point is before it became Indian Point, that area? It was an amusement park.
Is that right?
It was an amusement park way back when. I never knew that. Somebody told me the other day, yeah.
Well, we don't want to see what's going to be dug up under the ground.
Yeah. So, where'd you go to Camp Kinnikinick?
Kinnikinick.
Sounds like a new ride.
Kinnikinick.
The Kinnikinick.
Yeah.
They all had Indian names.
Yeah.
It was so great. It was all girls. We wore uniforms. And in the morning, we had an entire entourage from Montreal. So not only did we sing the national anthem, but I could sing you O Canada.
Oh.
Absolutely. We had
I can do it now because I watch hockey.
There it is. And by the way, it's a really nice singable national anthem. I'm Lisa Wexler. We're chatting with Nick Singer and Rob Astorino about what's happening in Westchester County and what's coming to Rye Playland. And in the details of this, it says, as a totality, more than $60 million are going to go into renovating Rye Playland as a joint venture between the county and Standard Amusements.
I wish it were Canadian dollars.
You do, huh? You get more for the buck?
A lot cheaper.
Exactly. And there are going to be 11 capital projects on the property. And we have new rides known as Windstars, Revolution 32, and Unicoaster. What is a Unicoaster?
It is a round ride, so it goes round and round, but it sort of simulates the feel of going up and down a roller
coaster.
Feeling
nauseous as we speak.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's fun, though. Do you have kids, Nick?
I don't.
No? Okay. I'll have to work on that. I mean, not personally, but you'll have to work on that somehow. Because, I mean, what's the fun of having an amusement park if you can't take your own kids?
It's true.
Really, Rob, you'll have a good time.
Oh, are you kidding me? I can't wait.
You'll have a really good time.
We take our kids there a couple times a season. They love it.
And so for people who can't wait until 2019, Rob, I know the park is opening this year.
May 13th, it opens. And, you know, it'll be business as usual. We want people to come and enjoy it. And, you know, people do. I mean, they notice that it needs an upgrade. They know it's going to get an upgrade. But yet, people are still coming because it's still, by and large, it's still an affordable day to go spend time with your family and get the kids out and have fun, as opposed to, you know, driving an hour and a half to Great Adventure and spending a couple lungs to do that. And it's clearly a lot cheaper than going to a Disney.
I have a question about it, as long as I'm chatting with you, Nick. Is it going to be like the Disney thing where when you park, you get your day pass, or are you going to be pricing it by ride?
No, it's going to be, you know, you pay one price and then get to utilize the park as much as you want.
Except for food, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, food is separate.
All right, but
and games, or if you want to go to a video arcade, there's a video arcade.
Right.
But for the rides.
But for the rides and for access to the beach and all of the park in general?
The beach is totally... So, you know, look, Playland, the overall Playland park, it's a public park. So, really, the only part that's gated and that you pay the price to get into is the amusement park.
I see.
But the boardwalk and the other areas are for the public to enjoy.
So, as soon as you park, you can go all of those places.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's really important, you know, and we feel like we take that responsibility very serious, that we are a steward of a public park.
Yep.
I got to ask one further question before we go, since I'm chatting with the people who can make this happen. One of the issues that people have in general is noise. And we have it in the world, and we have it in neighborhoods. Is there any attempt or thought process as you're building these rides and creating this wonderful park to be able to cut down on the noise of the machines themselves?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, modern day equipment is not only much more energy efficient, but it's much more quiet. So a lot of the noise comes from the more, candidly, the more historical rides, which are, again, great classic rides, but the modern day rides are have much lower sound levels.
Yeah, the Dragon Coaster, you hear...
Well, that's part of the anxiety and fear.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, the best noise is to hear kids screaming.
Well, that's I knew that.
That's the best noise we want.
That's the best noise of all. Well, Rob Astorino and Nick Singer, thanks for joining us today on Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Nordstrom Rack here at City Center in White Plains on a rainy day, but hopefully the sun is coming out. And this program, I'm Lisa Wexler, is produced by Shark Creative. It's made possible by a lot of different sponsors in our area, including Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Riverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. And you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Lisa Wexler. Stay tuned for more.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
What's got County Executive Rob Astorino talking?
Find out with Conversations with Rob Astorino.
Live the first Friday of every month between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hosted by Lisa Wexler on Westchester Talk Radio.
And Lisa Wexler, and we are chatting with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino here at Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Nordstrom Rack here at City Center. Unusual for us in the afternoon instead of a morning. I don't know if I can take the time change. But, you know, it's fun to be. I've never been here, Rob.
It's nice. You know, you got Barnes & Noble over here. There's Toys R Us, Babies R Us, ShopRite upstairs.
I really should check out Nordstrom Rack. I wonder if they have
good
shoes.
Some good deals.
Yeah,
of course.
I didn't even know they were here. And City Center, could you do something about the parking, Rob Astorino? I don't think you originally planned this.
No, we didn't.
The parking is really icky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And also, I stopped 10 different people, and nobody knew how to exit the parking lot to get here. I don't know where they were all going to, but they weren't coming here. This is the main place, and they didn't know how to get here. Just saying.
I mean, you know.
Just saying. Can't help myself. All right, so Rob Astorino, so tell me, what is new in the county this week?
Well, wait a minute. How about we talk about sugar for a second? Because
we should.
I have a dog. You have a dog.
We should.
And, you know, part of my responsibilities have shifted at home, where we get up at 6:20 in the morning, because my wife leaves the house now at 7:10 to go down to the city to work.
What does she do?
She works at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, but she's a special ed teacher.
How's that?
Well, you have kids who have long-term health issues or many other issues, and they still have to get required education
services.
And
they're inpatient?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an unusual thing.
So it's through the New York City Board of Education.
Wow.
But so at 6:20, I get up.
So wait, these are sick kids with medical issues in addition to which have special needs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's it's not easy.
No.
And she went back to work full time a few months ago.
And that's not easy.
And it's not easy.
How old are your kids? Give us a reference
13,
point.
12, and 7. So she's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And she went back part time, and she was working at Blythedale Children's Hospital, which is a great place.
Also tough, though.
Yeah. Well, she was working from 9 in the morning until 12.
Okay.
And it's right down the road from where we live.
Okay.
So it was very, very easy. And, you know, so she went back full time. So now at 6:20, when we get up, which at 6:20 getting up is no issue for me, but I walk the dog at that time. And when it's rainy, it's miserable, and we have a Shih Tzu, and so
very close to Bichon.
I was going to say
size and personality and temperament.
Yeah, and she does not. When it's raining, she does not want to go outside at all.
She doesn't like the rain. But I love the smell of wet dog.
I don't.
Oh, I love it.
What do you
I love
like? What's nice about wet dog smell?
I love it. It's a great smell to me.
I can see like newborn baby smell.
No, I love wet dog.
But wet dog smell?
I do. It's one of my favorite smells.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that. You're, you know.
I really love the
She's pretty, though.
She is pretty.
Yeah. She's very
so
docile.
So Sugar was in the hospital all of last week from Monday through Thursday night at Cornell Vet Center in Stamford. Mm. Because she'd had a bunch of vomiting over a couple of months. I waited too long. I thought it was just that she was developing, she's 13, as an aspect of being an older dog, I thought she was developing almost like a chronic, like, Pepcid issue. You know what I mean? Where sometimes, anyway, I was wrong. She had a severe kidney infection. She was in kidney failure. And so everybody was crying last week. My husband was a wreck. My clerks, because I'm a probate judge in Connecticut, were crying. And, you know, they did a good job. They took good care of her. She's on six different medicines, but she's much, much better.
I think it's covered now by Trump Care, though.
Is it?
I don't know.
You know, the truth is we're referred to now as pet parents
in
the industry, which is, I think, very apt.
Yeah. And you know,
I think we should demand that our dogs and our cats get cared for as part of the new Trump Care. I like it. It works for me.
Our dog is, she owns the home.
Yeah, well, that's
they
right.
own the home very quickly. and
right.
it's amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
Right.
And of course, you know, when we got the dog a year and a half
What's
ago,
your dog's
Christmas
name?
Time, Bella.
Bella's
she's a Shih Tzu.
Name.
She,
and she's a female.
She's a female. It was, of course, the kids couldn't wait to have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
God, they were going to fight over who walks the dog.
Yeah, right.
Of course,
right.
Who do you think walks the dog? Me
and your wife.
Or my wife?
Of course, and feeds and takes care
yeah, of.
Yeah, of
course.
And bonds with.
But you know what? It's very interesting that you said that, too, because Bella is a shadow of my wife. I mean, anytime, if my wife's not home, you could see the dog is a little depressed. If you say, Mommy's home, jumps, runs to the door, can't wait. I now, you know, because I'm walking her every morning.
You're second. And,
I'm moving up there.
You're moving up, but you'll never be first.
No, God, no.
No, I know. I'm told that she pines for me. And actually, Sugar is a certified pet therapist dog. We went through the whole training. She is a pet partner with $2 million of insurance on her.
What?
More than I have.
What?
True. Yeah, she's got the whole pet partner thing. And,
She's kissing. Sugar's giving her a little kisses.
She's quite wonderful. And because of the other part of my life when I'm not broadcasting, I'm a probate judge, which is family court and people with intellectual disabilities and people with dementia and sad cases. I'll bring her into court with me, and it humanizes the entire experience in a fundamentally healthy way.
Yeah.
Really does.
No, there's no connection. I mean, there's no arguing, as far as I'm concerned, that there is a legitimate benefit and connection when a family or kids have an animal, but, you know, more specifically, I think a dog or
a
cat.
Does Westchester County operate any animal shelters, or are they all local to municipalities?
The SPCAs are, they're separate. Although we did help a very big project in Yonkers.
Yeah?
Right off the thruway. You can see it if you're on the thruway, like across from Stu Leonard's. The county, maybe 5 years ago, whatever it was, we donated land that was ours, and they were able to build the shelter. And it's beautiful. I mean,
very sad, though.
No, you know, but this one's not.
It's
not like one of those 2 a.m. commercials you see.
No,
it's not
those are terrible.
Oh, my God, they're
awful. I can't even watch the end of the commercial.
Yeah, no, you know how it's going to end. No, this is a really, really nice facility.
Is there something that Westchester County, since you're a dog lover, is there anything that you've thought about doing or would be appropriate to do, would be a better question, with respect to housing issues involving being able to have animals?
In what way?
Well,
one thing, I mean, we've recognized, like we were talking about Playland before, right?
Yeah.
We have opened the beach in the off season to allow people to go on the beach
nice.
With their dogs.
That's good.
With the absolute must that they clean up.
Yeah, of course.
And we've told them that. I said, look, you know, we'll take
that.
A chance, but if we start finding stuff all over the place, that's going to come to an end because it's open for people, and it's every dog owner's responsibility.
It's always the person's fault. It's never the dog's fault.
Of course
fault.
It's not the dog's fault. So
no, I mean, I have a thing where I really believe strongly that, and I say this as a person who in my private life I own a couple of condos,
mm-hmm.
I object that condominium and co-op associations can prevent dogs. I think that there is a public policy interest in allowing people to have animals.
But it is private property, though. It's private, you know.
I understand that.
And
I
that's
don't care.
Up to, but that's, there are a lot of other issues that
I wouldn't want
the government walking in and telling people what they can and can't do on
their
own property.
No, but there's public policy. In other words, my feeling is that if a specific dog is a nuisance, if a specific dog is a barker, if a specific dog is a biter, that's a rationale for that dog to not be there. But to allow, I think it's against, we do a lot of things that are against public policy. We don't allow discrimination because it's against public policy. I think as a matter of public policy, we should expect and protect the right of people to live with animals. I do. I think it's healthy for people as they age. I think it's healthy for people with depression. I just think it should be a right. I do. I feel very strongly about that.
Bang the gavel.
Yeah, I'm going to bang that gavel. Somebody would just give me the chance. All right, Matt is giving me the 1 minute. Anything important I missed? What happened this week?
Oh, boy, let's see.
No, what do you think about Trump Care so far?
I haven't read it. Has
really?
Have you read it?
Neither did Chris Collins.
No, neither
from
did,
Buffalo.
I'm sure none of them did, just like they didn't read the original Obamacare.
It was rushed.
It wasn't the first one. Nobody knew what it was. But there are problems that hopefully will be fixed. I think they probably created new problems, unfortunately.
Are you concerned about if there is a dramatic reduction in Medicaid? And also, I'm told that New York is one of only two states that has this essential health care, sort of another allocation of money for poor people. Obviously, it filters down to people in Westchester County.
Well, I mean, if you're just talking about strict Medicaid, New York spends more on Medicaid than Florida and Texas combined. Yes. It's a $63 billion program. It's out of control. And so, you know, you can't tell me when Texas has, or Florida, let's say, has the higher population than New York now, that they can get their Medicaid under control and we can't.
Well, we are colder weather.
No, don't pull that on me.
We are. We're colder weather. It's easier to feel good in the sunshine.
All right, I'll give you a little slippage for the cold weather.
A little slippage. A little bit of ice orthopedic stuff. All right, Rob Astorino, we'll have to continue the conversation next time.
Yeah, we'll see
Thanks
you next
time. Thanks for joining me. I'm Lisa Wexler. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from White Plains City Center, and this program is produced and made possible by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Riverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, and Northeast Environmental. And you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Twitter. I'm Lisa Wexler, signing out for now.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.